Hello, Sharon. Good morning to you, and thank you for finding the time so promptly to talk to me. I'm having here across the ocean Sharon Housley. I hope I am pronouncing that well, Sharon. And she might have some really, really interesting things to tell us. Actually, I am the one seeking Sharon because I've discovered some things on the web that really captured my attention. But let me have Sharon introduce herself to you just right now. And please, Sharon, tell me where are you based and what do you do officially, if there is a definition for what you do? Over to you.
Hi, Robin. Thanks so much for inviting me to speak with you. I handle the marketing for NotePage Inc., and we have two product lines. One consists of wireless messaging software, and the other is a new product called Feed4All that is an RSS creation tool, and I'm basically in charge of marketing for both of the product lines.
Great. But let me make very clear to all the listeners that my interest for talking to Sharon was not really prompted by Feed for All, which did, by the way, an excellent, very wide-reaching marketing campaign. So good that I decided not to cover it because I like always to cover things that are not already too visible or that don't already get too much coverage. So sorry for that, but it's basically a compliment. It was excellent promotion. And I would like to know, oh, I wanted to know, where are you based, Sharon?
We are actually in Boston and we're in the middle of another snowstorm.
Oh, you told me that maybe we're going to lose the connection because you have woods nearby and from time to time the power goes off.
That is correct. And we're just recovering from a storm 2 days ago that planted about 3 feet of snow here, and we're expecting another foot today. So it's quite the white winter wonderland.
Oh, I don't envy you, but here in Rome is the coldest day of the year today as well. So we are somehow in similar situations, but I'm getting very, very nice and warm here to talk online with you. And I've set up my room with all the quiet, warm lights around me so that atmosphere doesn't reflect any of the cold going on outside. I am curious to ask you a few questions before I get right into my interest, which relates to a very unique marketing strategy and approach that, as I understand from a very short email you sent me, you have been conceiving and executing. I'd like to know, if I may, how old are you, Sharon?
Well, that's a trade secret. I'm 35.
Very good. And I would like to know, what were you doing or what kind of professional background you have that you think is relevant to what you're doing today?
I'm primarily self-taught. Prior to this, I actually owned and managed a computer service and networking company for 10 years. And I've been marketing online since 1996, and I've evolved along with the internet.
Very good, excellent. Is there a definition you have for yourself besides the official formal title of marketing chief for your company? Do you think that that really says what the type of things you're doing, or just generalizes that a bit too much?
No, I pretty much handle all the marketing, and that pretty much sums it up. Although, we're a small business, and like any small business, we all wear multiple hats. That's probably my most prominent one.
Good. Then you said you basically have two products that you promote and market, and this is a wireless messaging service that I'm not aware of, correct me if I'm wrong, and the Feed for All, which is, I believe, a tool to create RSS feeds. Is that correct?
Yes, they're actually both software product lines, and NotePage's primary line is wireless messaging software, and we have two products, NotePager Pro and PageGate, that have been available online since '96, and we've marketed them online. It's software to send text messages to pagers and cell phones, and from within other applications. And then Feed for All is a new product line that we just launched in 2004. And it basically relates to RSS, and Feed for All specifically is for creating, editing, and publishing RSS feeds.
Great, very good. And you have a lot of good information at feedforall.com that people can go and check into. I don't know exactly the URL for the wireless messaging, Matt. You may share it with us in a second. And I would like to know if that wireless messaging software allows me basically to send SMSs from within my applications to people here in Italy to have cell phones. So will that do?
Yes, that's correct. It's actually at notepage.net. And we partner with a number of other software vendors. An example would be monitoring software, so that if a computer on a network goes down and the monitoring application picks up a problem on the network, the administrator could be paged or a text message could be sent to the administrator. And we have a number of relationships where we integrate with other applications, and we also have desktop software that will send text or SMS messages, as you've described.
Good. So I can use it both for automatic alerts of whatever kind I can program those to work with, I guess. But I can also send normal text messages without having to pick up my cell phone and thumb it out with one finger. Is that correct?
That's exactly correct.
Oh, that's great. I was looking for something like that. I guess you'd have then one-time price to buy your software, and then do you have some service fees for every time I send out some SMS, depending on which provider you're connecting to?
No, actually, there's no service fees. We have two main products. One is a standalone, and that's just a one-time fee, and it connects directly to the carrier so that you're sending the message directly to the carrier, and you're not having to pay fees unless you're charged by your carrier for a per message charge. And then we have a network product called PageGate that does a lot of the integration with applications, you know, emergency systems and monitoring and stock tracking and things like that. And that's priced by the number of devices that it's sending to.
Very good, very interesting. I'm very curious to find out more and to see what coverage you have for little countries like mine. I will look more into that, but let me warm up into what really struck my interest. Well, besides some interesting promotional emails, pretty well-organized website with quite a bit of information, I noticed that Sharon was coming along some of my sites and taking good, polite advantage of the submit content or submit article links that were available there, and started to provide some interesting articles. Generally, the people who submit those articles have issues that prevent me from publishing them. Basically, number one issue is that very clearly sometimes these articles are promoting a company or a product specifically, and they're submitted by that company itself. And most other times, or at the same time, these articles are not very interesting. They don't leave you with some added value. But Sharon was coming along with some uniquely interesting ones, because they were not badly written. They had some useful information in it, and also linked to interesting resources. Did I see everything? Did I tell the story correctly until now?
Yes, that is correct. We have been syndicating articles online for a little while for a couple different reasons. We found syndication is a great way, you know, to get links back, to get your name out, to increase exposure. And with Feed for All in particular, we found that in order for the product to succeed, RSS had to succeed, and that involved educating people about RSS, the capabilities, and online marketing in general, and our articles sort of evolved from there.
Yes, So, as a matter of fact, without any having any clear direct communication with Sharon, I selected some days ago, a week or 10 days ago, an article called "Track Online Tracking Tools," which I thought was quite interesting. And if you notice inside that article, or in any other article that Sharon has been seeding around the web, there are links in those articles to some few dedicated resources. I would call them some niche mini web directories, which present you with a set of categories that belong to that topic, let's say RSS tools. And inside those categories, there are a list of resources online for that very category. The resources are displayed with a name, a description, a URL, a thumbnail, so that you're getting lots of useful, relevant information for what you were looking for.
Yes, that's correct. And another side aspect to the articles is part of our marketing effort. We've involved partnerships with other companies, and where appropriate, we've found it useful to refer to them in the articles as resources for people as well. So really, there's a lot of purposes to the articles.
Yes, but what I think is of striking interest to the small independent publisher and to even to the developer and small company who's trying to put out products is this marketing strategy that you have put on the ground. My perception of it is that yes, you're doing good promotion and marketing, you are creating articles to be syndicated, you have an RSS feed for them as well, you're educating and increasing awareness about the issues and topics for which you have products you're selling, but the unique thing is the creation of these mini websites that have content relevant to a specific theme. Now, I didn't want to say everything myself, but I will explain why this is so interesting. What Sharon and her company have been able to achieve is to create mini website. Maybe you can give me a URL for one of those so that I could pull it up. In which all of the relevant content that appears there, it's basically automatically aggregated there without any major effort. And you will correct me because certainly I may run something wrong in what I've seen. So, if she has a mini website about RSS technology and subcategories for RSS tools, RSS readers, RSS aggregators, you find lots of resources inside there. And again, each one has a thumbnail, a description, and a link. What I've seen Sharon has been able to do is to take advantage of the ODP, the free human edited directory of all resources that is out there. The only one that has remained somehow somewhat credible and which is being updated regularly. And she's also taking advantage of a service called Thumbshots, which creates little thumbnails for any website. So by pulling specific directory resources from the ODP at www.dmoz.org and then utilizing in a synergetic way, also the display of thumbnails for each one of these sites in a nice visual way, she creates an automatic targeted niche resource that is very valuable and takes little support and maintenance input to be kept alive. How off am I from what reality is, Sharon?
I know which sites you're talking about now. That is a new project for us. We do have a number of portals. We have over 100 websites. One of them is RSS specifications, which is basically the content that you described, but it is not drawn from DMOZ. It was actually hand created. And knowing the amount of time that goes into creating a site like that, we have been exploring pulling DMOZ, and we put up a few sites just recently. In I think they launched in November, December. that created portals as you have described. And that is something that we're working with and we're testing and to see how effective it is. We also have content sites that are driven from RSS feeds. So really, the portals, while they all contain the kind of information you described, the way they originated are all a little bit different. And it's, you know, a constant marketing effort and measuring effort to find out what is the most effective way to get the information out and, you know, optimize our revenue for the least amount of effort.
www.rss-specifications.com is a good example of a mini niche website that has lots of resources. Not exactly the one that I was describing, but a very good example of what can you do not only to attract visitors, but also to provide good credibility to your company and to whichever resources you're linking to. My compliments for this. And it's even more interesting to understand that you've been using different strategies and tactics to develop these niche websites. But the last one I saw on which I based my my intuitive understanding of what went on is the one that connects to your latest articles you submit and which is about monitoring tools. What is the URL for that portal, as you call it?
It's www.monitoring-tools.net, and that was actually one of our first sites that we launched using, you know, extracting information from DMOS. And really, it's still in the experimental stages because it is something that just launched November, December of 2004. So unfortunately, I can't give you any feedback as to how effective it's been yet. But I can say that it was a whole lot easier to create than the sites that we've created by hand. And, you know, we feel the quality of the content is quite good.
I definitely agree that the quality of the content may differ quite a bit from an automated site than from a custom hand-picked selection that you have on other ones. But here the point is that this approach you've used here for monitoring tools at www.monitoring-tools.net is indeed something to look up, something to learn from and to understand better. If you guys look at this site, she basically has a set of categories again, and forgive for now not the not final layout or presentation level, which certainly can be improved. It's a work in progress, you just said. But if you go inside one of those categories, let's say monitoring one there, which has right now 42 entries, look at what you get. First of all, she's got very targeted, relevant contextual text-based ads from Google AdSense. So this page should be automatically self-sustainable because the ads are very targeted, and who came here was looking for monitoring tools. Those are ads for monitoring tools right there. So bingo, that is the way to go. And then look below. She's got a selection of sites, and some of these categories may work better than others, that I can clearly browse and explore, where I see clearly the name, the URL, the keywords for this site, a description, and the thumbnail for it. What could I ask for more? I mean, this is an excellent way to provide some valuable filtering and aggregation of relevant resources on any one topic that is also self-sustainable.
Yes, we're pretty hopeful that the portals generated via DMOS will be you know, well received, and that the ad revenue generated will be healthy. And we've always created portals that have some sort of tie-in to our products. So as that site evolves, you will see in the column to the right, our partners will be listed. NotePage integrates with a number of monitoring type applications, And as a perk to partnering with us, we often, provide, free advertising opportunities to our partners. They send us business, and we make every effort to send them business as well. And in some cases, we'll have partners approach us for that access. And so it's helpful in forming relationships as well. So, many of the marketing things that we do really are dual purpose.
I can see there are multiple purpose and there are win-win strategies that are very effective. I can only give you my top compliments for all of this. And I think you're really doing an excellent work. I am excited to consider to be among your partners in the future and see to leverage all of the good potential you have been seeding out there, because this stuff, I think, works. To me, is a great deal of the success will depend on your presentation layer, on how you organize and display this information. Some sites look very credible and up to date. Some other, just by the display of the information, leave you with a bitter taste at the first glance. But Google Ads here will bring you serious money only proportion to the amount of visitors you can bring here. So it's not really a matter besides the interface of anything else, but attracting relevant traffic here, which is also something you can certainly work on. You've been mentioning just before that some of these mini portals and mini niche websites or directories have been built on RSS feeds themselves. Can you tell me a little more about those or show me even a sample of those?
Sure. We launched a new site based on, we have a free RSS to HTML PHP script, and in an effort to better understand its capabilities, we played with it and created some sites. One of them is Call Center Depot, and that's call-center-depot.com. And basically what it does is it breaks into different subsections information related to call centers, like a help desk. And when you go into those sections, you can click and actually view feeds that relate to those topics, and they're viewed as HTML, and you can take a look at that. That's an example of a site that's generated using RSS.
Yes, I can see it, and it looks very interesting. This one too, relevant information coupled with very targeted, very relevant contextual ads. Good, clean, elegant, appropriate organization of content, very readable. I went inside customer relationship management and I see a list of CRM news, but I wonder if I have to go deeper to see those. I would see the individual feeds from those sources?
Yes, if you click on those links, it will pull up the feeds from those sources displayed as HTML.
Okay, I may have some issue doing it here inside this setup we have right now, but I trust your word. I was wondering why you would not aggregate and mix news on this, on any of these specific themes together, rather than keeping them separate with their own sources.
It's something that, we would consider doing, and it's certainly something we're playing around with right now. The way the script is set up, it's easier. It's also to, giving credit to the sites and retaining their links that have generated the feeds. It may be something, for example, on the front page, we may start displaying headlines from different sources that would be changing on a regular basis. The two areas that I've directed, or the two areas that have caught your interest, monitoring tools and call center depot, are both very new to us, and they're definitely works in progress. Prior to this, while our marketing strategy hasn't changed, the way we're generating these portals has, and you know, in the past they were generated by hand, and you know, so we're learning as we go as well.
I think you're doing good. I'm just suggesting that here the next step is really to aggregate that content and not to leave so many layers to go through before accessing the actual content. And you can remain very ethical, honest, and fair to the sources by displaying who the source is, providing a link to the source. And the article headline and excerpt may already do that. So there's plenty of opportunity to remain within the borders of legality while bringing together content that would be otherwise very difficult to see at once in any one place, unless you build your own set of filters or find out which are the sources yourself and you naturally build that stuff. But even then, in your RSS aggregator, you're getting all the individual sources separately. While if you do this extra step for me of mixing them up, well, you've done a great job, and I may want them to subscribe to your feed instead of any one of these other ones, and you may very well sponsor your feed or provide other cue-ins into your products or pointers.
Yes, it's, you know, it's definitely on the to-do list. I've been closely watching the discussions regarding the trademark site and ethics in displaying RSS, and I'm kind of seeing which way the wind is blowing. And quite frankly, like all of our lists, there's always too many things to be done. So while it's there, I'm not sure that it's going to be at the top in the very near future. Although, you know, I do hope it's something that we are going to address in the next, you know, month or two.
So what's on the top instead?
put me on the spot. You know, we've had a lot of success with the tutorial type articles and syndicating articles, and really we have a few free tools that we're launching, and we're still in the middle of that, and I think that's going to consume most of our efforts over the next month. The RSS to HTML script that we just released, we actually have it's sort of a service for people that aren't capable of running the script locally, where they could just refer to our server for their script. They can choose a template and a color scheme, and it's just a free service. So we'll be heavily promoting that, and we have a couple new partnerships we're going to be announcing. So that's the short list.
That's fantastic. You did absolutely great, I think, Sharon. I'm very, very happy. We got a lot of interesting information, and I think your company and your work in particular stands out as a tremendously useful example to many people of how intelligent, smart, ethical, well thought out online marketing can be so extremely useful without being intrusive, without interrupting people's attention to what they're trying to do, but actually providing more insight, more in-depth information, and complementing it with useful pointers to the services and products that keep you alive.
Thank you very much. I'm, you know, honored that you are pleased with our marketing. I've always followed you, and it's quite the compliment.
You deserve it all. Have a fantastic, great day today, and I hope the power doesn't go off. From Roma is everything from Robin. Thank you for your great time, Sharon, and I'll be sharing this with all my readers in a few hours.
Thanks very much, Robin.